Today's program was brought to you by Bonnie Plants, bonnieplants.com.
I'm Linda Palaccio, host of A Taste of the Past. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm Julie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Deadspin.com, and my guest today is Meredith Haggerty. Hi, Meredith.
Hi, Julie.
Meredith is the reports editor at Racked National, where she oversees, among other things, my column about fashionable messes, which is called Outdamned Spot. Prior to joining Racked, she hosted a podcast on WNYC, and she recently judged a small penis contest.
Yes.
So we have a very specific topic that we're going to talk about today that is not small penises. The specific topic is shoes and feet and smells. But before we talk about shoes and feet and smells, I want to ask a little bit about the small penis. It has nothing to do with cleaning, except that, well, I mean, maybe that the Deadspin readers often, incredibly often, ask me how to clean their balls. Which is a thing that I do not bat my eyelashes at, but my coworkers, my primarily male coworkers are like, wait, really, Julie? That's a thing that they at, like, that more than one person. I'm like, oh yeah, no, plenty of men write to me about their, and respectfully, they're not trolling me or
it's
anything.
It's confusing, I'm sure. I mean,
so
on the one hand, it's like small penises, small shoes, small smelly shoes.
Right, there you go.
So it's very connected.
Yeah, that's
about
as
tiny, smelly.
Tiny smelly things.
Yeah.
That's about as good as I'm going to get in terms of connecting the small penises to cleaning. But that's okay because I just want to hear was it as grim as it sounds?
It was a very positive event. It was the people that put it on. It was, I should remember, King County Saloon. I think, God, I don't want to get that wrong.
That's okay.
In Bushwick.
It's already happened.
Yeah. But I think they'll be doing it again. They were so lovely and excited for these dudes and their tiny, tiny penises. It was a very body positive. Like, I thought I was going there to judge a man harshly, as is my want. But no, it was like, it was really nice. Everyone was really excited. Everyone was really enthusiastic about the small penises. Small was great. Small's not bad.
I don't know if I can get behind that, but all right. In the spirit of kindness, like, good for, I mean, really, I actually do mean this, like, good for those guys for getting up there.
Oh, for
here,
sure.
Here is my question. What was the judging criteria?
Oh, well,
tiniest?
So it was pageant style, which I appreciate. Everyone loves a pageant.
Yes, that is true.
So there were three categories. It started with formal wear, where the dudes came out in these like tiny bikini briefs with a mesh patterned front. And you could see their little bitty dingers. And they did a catwalk strut. So
okay.
It was like, it was a lot
okay,
about...
Okay, so it was pageant style.
Yeah,
okay.
And they were asked, you know,
so
do you
wasn't just
win?
Size.
Size
did not matter, actually.
Size, it was all about flash. It was more, you know, the motion of the ocean should be really small, I guess. I don't know.
Wow.
Just a very calm, flat ocean. But that was the first section. Then the second section was swimwear, or cock splash, as they called it, where the dudes had to dance while being sprayed with tiny water guns. So
okay.
That was a lot about rhythm, you know?
Okay.
And then the third section was the talent portion. Everybody had a different talent.
Was it a talent that involved their penis, or was it just like...
I mean, I was really hoping that
playing
one was
the ukulele.
Gonna be, it was going to be like, you know, somebody just doing a propeller style as fast as possible. I thought that's what it was going to be. But no, there was a song. The guy who won sang...
Did the penis sing the song?
The guy sang a song called, instead of Goldfinger, Gold Dinger.
Oh, okay.
He changed all the words. Another guy did the speech from Independence Day, but about small dicks.
Oh, this is cute.
Yeah.
Okay, now I feel bad.
It was hosted by a drag queen. Like, there was a vibe.
Now
a vibe
I feel bad for being a little snarky. So let me take this opportunity to seg into a role where I'm more comfortable being helpful and kind and nice, and I'm not going to be snarky about people's smelly feet.
I think we all learned an important lesson about small penises, really.
I'm glad to hear it. Yeah. I really am. I want everyone else to learn some lessons about stinky feet. So let's get back to the topic of hand. That was a fun interlude, though. Thank you, Meredith.
Here for it.
Actually, you know what? In the spirit of sharing, and in the spirit of convincing everyone, although people know that I'm kind, I'm a kind, tenderhearted, clean person. Mm-hmm. I'm not out to judge anyone's messes or personal smells or anything. I just want to help you fix it.
Yeah.
Like, life is freaking hard enough without someone making you feel bad.
I mean, you're nice to me and I'm a mess.
You're not a mess. You're
a dirty, dirty mess.
I love you. I love you. Meredith and I, in addition to having an editor-writer relationship, are also very close friends, mm-hmm. and we have, like, a kind of gross love affair. So,
yeah,
I might, like, try to make out with her after this. No, I'm not. No, I'm married. I'm not going to do that. So here I'm going to in the spirit of sharing, I'm going to confess something about my own feet that people will probably find both gross and surprising. But I also don't mind admitting it. I have the world's dirtiest feet.
That is very surprising.
I have the world's dirt. You guys, my feet are grubby magnets for dirt. And it's been like a lifelong affliction for me it's almost entirely my fault, which is that I, in the summertime, am like an absolute devotee of flip-flops.
Oh.
And these very
city flip-flops.
And these very specific kind of sandals called Jack Rogers. I'm wearing I have them in like multiple colors. Which it's sort of a preppy girl thing that you wear Jack Rogers and you have them in lots of colors and you follow all of it. So anyway, I'm very definitely a preppy girl. Mm-hmm. I'm a Jack Rogers devotee. The Jack Rogers are like wooden-soled sandals. And so the net effect of wearing them in New York City is two things. One, I'm covered in grime constantly. And two, because they're wooden-soled, my feet develop like a hard candy shell, basically.
Just calluses
They're
on calluses.
They're just totally, and I am like naturally prone to not having soft feet. My husband has these like lovely, soft, delicate feet, and I'm envy of my life.
Eyelashes. Men get everything.
Yeah, well, I do have the long eyelashes. Those I have. So, but the thing is, so I end up with these like gross, black-soled hooves in the summer, and it's gross, and I gross myself out constantly, and so I'm admitting that so everyone knows that you are in like good company with me. Before we talk about, first I think we got to talk about foot smell, and then
was very brave, I have to say, Jolene.
And then hey, listen, yeah. I'm very very real and very very upfront. When I first started being a clean, capital C capital P, clean person on the internet, someone like jokingly was like, well, if you're such a clean person, how do you know how to clean all this stuff up? Wouldn't you just never have messes? And I was like, dude.
Oh, the internet. Thanks, the internet.
And like, they were joking, it was like a joke. Someone was ribbing me and it was fine. But I was like, oh God, no. The reason I know how to clean all this stuff up is because I've lived.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I mean, now, I'm old and married and not that fun anymore. But like,
you're very fun.
When I was in my teens and 20s and well into my 30s, in fact, I was a party girl.
Yeah.
Like,
happened for a reason.
Yeah. Like, I was a dirty stay out. I was always the last one at the bar. Like, I was a party freaking girl. I drank, I smoked, I did other things I'm not going to talk about, So anyway, so I've lived all of this and I don't mind admitting it. And I think actually it like adds to my street cred.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I think I'm actually going to have you... excuse me, read a reader question, and just to give kind of a sense of what I hear very, very often. This one is from a guy, but I want to assure everyone that I get equally as many questions from women about shoe odor.
Oh, for sure.
This is not gender.
Should I read it in like a deep voice?
Sure.
It's a question.
Yeah.
This is a question from Josh.
Hey, Josh.
I've been scouring the internet trying to find ways to clean my shoes. More specifically, my faux leather shoes that I wear to work nearly every day. I've tried baking soda, dryer sheets, and more recently, a half and half mixture of rubbing alcohol and water. Nothing seems to be able to remove the smell that I've tried. I wear clean socks and wash my feet nearly every day as I regularly exercise. Good for you, Josh. What do you suggest in terms of cleaning solution for these types of shoes?
All right, I have ideas. So part of the reason that I picked Josh's question was because he mentioned something that is really the foundation of having not smelly feet, which is washing your feet, which sounds like, duh, Joy, you didn't tell us to wash our feet, which, I mean, yes, I am going to tell you to wash your feet. And also, since we already touched on it, it's the same thing with your balls, guys. Like, you gotta wash your balls. Yeah. That's part of why they smell, because they're not washing them properly.
None of these are self-cleaning engines, right? Really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the thing is, like, people, I don't say that like in a condescending way at all. It's just that people get in the shower and they kind of think like, well, there's water and soap running off my feet or my balls, and that's clean. And that's not quite enough. So when we talk about foot odor problems, I always like to start with one very specific recommendation, which is that in your shower or your bath, whatever way you bathe, to use a washcloth with a good deodorizing soap. Like, you know, if you're a guy, like an Irish Spring type,
always
something,
good.
You know, yeah. Clean as a whistle. That was Irish Spring, right? Did I get that right?
I think so. Okay. Sounds Irish.
So, yeah. And Irish. So
I would know.
And the reason that I suggest a washcloth is that I want people to really scrub their feet. And what is that? What that's going to do is that is going to slough off dead skin.
Which feet have.
And yes, they do. And if you're me, you have scaly dead skin. The bottom of my feet are like Drogon the dragon. Like, I really relate to Game of Thrones because I am a dragon, apparently.
When I was a kid, I went out of my way to get very tough-soled feet, and I regret it now. But I was like, I can walk on the rocks.
Yeah.
I was very proud of them.
Yeah.
Thought I was very hardy.
Like, a couple weeks ago on this podcast, we talked about Legos, and we were talking about the pain of stepping on Legos. Like, I could probably do the Lego walk.
Oh my god,
I could probably survive the Lego walk.
That's
because
I don't think Drogon could survive the Lego walk.
Drogon's still a baby. Yeah. So anyway, sorry, we're not gonna nerd out over Game of Thrones. Maybe at some point I will do that. But so scrubbing your feet, getting rid of the dead skin. The dead skin buildup, both on your feet, especially in between your toes. Sorry, a little gross, but true. And in your shoes, if you're going barefoot in your shoes, like, you know, if you're a guy who wears like deck shoes, a girl who wears canvas flats. The canvas flat problem, the Toms, all those kinds of things.
I wear Toms all summer. My feet are gross.
Yeah.
They're just like little smell.
So what's going to happen? And what's going to happen inside those shoes is that the dead skin is going to slough off into the shoes and begin to rot. I know.
That's so upsetting.
So gross.
I forgot we're always rotting. So, but now I remember.
Always molting and rotting. So yeah. So getting the dead skin off before you even put your feet into your shoes is a good thing. The other thing is when you're post shower or bath, dry your feet really, really well. And I said in one of my Deadspin columns, I was like, and I don't mean just like shuffling your feet back and forth a few times on the bath mat. And all of these guys were like, how did you know, Jolie? And I was like, because I know what you get up to. Like, you know, because again, also,
because I've
like,
met you guys. Or humans.
Humans. And I've lived it. Exactly. Yeah. So dry your feet really well, especially in between your toes. Mm-hmm. Next step of good foot care is if, you know, sweaty feet and foot odor is really a persistent problem for you, try a foot powder like Gold Bond or Tenactin. Those products also come in sort of a spray powder form, which can be good for cutting down the, you know, sometimes the, putting powder on your toesies is a little messy.
Yeah.
So the spray will help control that a little bit. The next step up, if even the powders or the sprays are like not quite cutting it for
you. If you have a serious.
And look, people do. This isn't, you know, some people are overactive sweaters under their armpits. Some people get night sweats. I mean, there's just the body works the way it works. So don't lament if this happens to you. Just go get a solution. There are people like me who are here to help, who understand, who are not going to like make you feel gross for this. This is just the way the human body works. So
it's like the old saying, I met a man who cried because he had foot odor, but then I met a man with no feet, which is a classic saying that people say all the time.
Don't you're going to interrupt my flow? Maybe you cackle like that, Meredith. So if you find that you are one of those people, the world, we live in a world that has foot deodorant.
Yep.
Oh my God, it makes me so happy. We're here for you. So one brand to look out for is Odaban. There are plenty of them. Actually, I was just researching this I wrote a column for Meredith for Racked about sort of summer shoe care in general, and that touched on the foot odor portion of things. And in the course of researching that, I just went to Amazon and typed in foot antiperspirant, and there were like a million products. So there are lots to choose from. So now you guys know about that. Mm-hmm. So that leads me back to Josh's question, which was actually very specifically about the odor in his shoes. And the things he was trying are fine things to try, but I'm not surprised that they didn't really work for him. So ultimately, when you have a pair of shoes that's really taken on a funk, you have to get a shoe odor eliminating spray or powder product. And there are also lots and lots of those on the market. Dr. Scholl's makes a really good one.
Dr. Scholl's loves your feet.
Kiwi also makes a really good one. I've heard from people who have used them. I think we used a Dr. Scholl's one in my house. My husband had a pair of loafers that got funky. Mm-hmm. And they really work. So that's going to be the ticket. They're inexpensive. They're about $5. They last for a long time. Spray them in your shoes. Odor will be gone. And on that note, we actually need to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about other shoe woes that are common in the summer, including getting stuck in a rainstorm and the smells that come out of that. Ooh. And also the dreaded lady problem of your high heel sinking into a wet lawn at a wedding.
It's the Jurassic World problem, basically.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. I'm Jolie Kerr here today with Meredith Haggerty. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast, and we will be right back.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app, the sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and my guest today is Meredith Haggerty of Racked.com, my illustrious editor at Racked.com.
Hello.
And we have been talking about summertime shoe problems. So we wrapped up with a talk about our smelly feet. And also, I should tell you that during the break, I like made Meredith look at my gross, scaly Drogon feet.
But the shoes are lovely.
Thank you. So everyone should just thank their lucky stars that this is a podcast and not a TV, so you don't have to see that.
Not a vodcast.
Yeah, exactly. So we want to roll into some other common summertime shoe problems. And actually, we had a huge storm here in New York last night, or yesterday in the afternoon, I guess. And so that is a good way to seg into talking about what to do when you get stuck in a horrible summer downpour, which happens all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, I have to say, I love a weather event in the summer.
Oh, totally. It's the only thing that can happen sort of in the summer.
It's like, I love a thunderstorm. I get really excited, but I don't obviously love it so much when I get stuck in it. And I definitely don't love it if I get stuck in it wearing a pair of shoes that are then going to become completely disgusting.
There are basically no summer shoes that you want to get caught in a rainstorm for. It's not like you're ever just walking around in like
waterproof booties. I see people
like your jellies maybe.
Yeah, I see people wearing their like they're like hunter boots, like they're wellies in the summer. And I'm like, I want to die looking at your legs encased in rubber right now. It makes me so uncomfortable.
It just seems like fetish wear.
Like, it's just a little bit too much for me. So the thing about getting stuck in the rainstorm is that your shoes, one will be soaked and then they take on that odor. Everyone kind of knows this odor. It's like a wet dog foot odor. Mm-hmm. And it's even worse than just regular foot odor.
It's like everything that's bad about freshly cut grass when there's so much good.
Somehow. Yeah, it's just gross. So, and then you're also faced with a conundrum of how to dry the things out. So here is actually one really easy and good trick that will both dry the shoes out and take out the odor.
Is the answer throw them out? Because that's what I usually do.
No, it's not throw them out. Mm-hmm. Although, yeah, I mean, there does get to a point where some shoes where you're just like, yeah, you know, these got to go. It's time for a new pair.
True.
Stuffing crushed, crumpled up newspapers into your shoes will absorb the water and oddly, the odor. I don't know how this works, but I do know it works. So, science.
So, we need to not let the newspapers die. So
yeah, save
the newspapers.
Save old media, says two bloggers.
On a podcast.
Yeah, on a podcast. Yeah, save the newspapers. So that's the trick for that. The other thing, you know, when we ended the first segment, we were talking about the odor eliminating sprays like the Kiwi, the Dr. Scholl's. There's another type of product that's a shoe odor eliminator that are called sneaker balls. Just to take us right back to the top of the first segment, back to testicles.
Shoes, you guys. And balls.
Yeah. So, which I, in my mind, because obviously you if you didn't know before, you now know that I have the world's sturdiest mind. I refer to these as sneaker nuts.
Nice.
Because I'm a 12-year-old boy, which is why I write for Deadspin. My readers are definitely more mature than I am. I will say that.
Good job, fellas.
Yeah. I'm the immature one. So sneaker balls, are just what they sound like. They're balls. They're small. You just pop them into a pair of shoes. They obviously have to be an enclosed pair of shoes. Otherwise, the ball will roll away.
Yeah.
And then you've got a runaway ball.
They're not sandal balls. Yeah.
Then you've got a runaway ball. But as long as the shoe is enclosed, you can use them on shoes that are not sneakers. They will absorb odors. They're great little products. And I think that's actually what our little friend Josh should be using. I think he should use the spray to get his shoes back up to baseline, but I think he should use the sneaker balls. And here's why. He mentioned another thing in that letter that I noticed, which was that he wears those shoes every day.
Oh, Josh.
So listen, Josh, I mean, if you can afford it, I would spring for another pair. It's good. it's just good, like, shoe care to rotate your shoes, not wear the same pair every day. That's not always realistic, budget-wise, style-wise, care what, you know. So sure. I'm not gonna shame you for only having one pair of shoes you wear to work, but I do want to suggest that you think about investing in another pair and some sneaker balls. Even if you do invest in the other pair, just get the sneaker balls, pop them in a pair when you take them off at night, and it's just going to keep the smells at bay. The sneaker balls are also a great thing to use for a pair of shoes that's gotten soaked. So if newspapers die and I can no longer recommend that people stuff their smelly shoes with newspaper, then we'll just stick with the sneaker balls. I've planned ahead, you guys.
In the future, when people are like trying to stick their phone, they're like newspaper, and they stick their phone.
Right,
in their
when
shoe.
They're sticking their,
you're like,
their,
no, just sneaker
their
balls.
Apple Watch is like going into the shoes. Well, this is news. This is where I get my news. Now we are going to turn our attention to very specifically, or maybe not very specifically anymore, dudes wear high heels, but we're going to turn our attention to a pretty specific lady problem, which is the problem of what to do when you're at a wedding on a wet lawn, and you wear high heels and you sink, and then your
it
shoes
seems like such a beautiful wedding idea until your, you know, your whole party is just trapped in the lawn,
just sinking like quicksand. So we have a reader question that Meredith is gonna read, and we're gonna talk about what to do about the sinking heels.
Cool. So this question comes from Kate, and Kate asks, I went to a wedding last weekend and wore these light yellow leather heels. It rained the whole wedding and it was outside, though under a tent. I've got some stains on the shoes that were unavoidable and my at-home treatments did not work. So I figure a leather man might be able to help. Or are they just dead?
They're not dead. And you could take, by leather man, she doesn't mean the like, the multi-tool.
Or the, like, Faceless Guy? Isn't that a movie? I don't know.
A Leather Face. Oh, I know what you're talking about. It was like a horror movie in the 80s.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yes, it's Leatherface, not Leather Man.
Yeah. So
he doesn't fix anything.
No. So what she means is a cobbler.
Yeah,
that's what she means by Leatherman. So here is two things. And I should tell you that reader Kate is also a friend of mine, Kate. So it just happened to be that she asked like last week, and I was like, I just wrote about this for Racked. Oh my god,
you can read it if you go to Racked.com.
And then I was like, and I'm gonna talk about this on my podcast. So anyway. Thank you, friend.
It's very timely.
Thank you, friend and reader Kate, for asking this perfect question. So, two pieces of advice to give. General advice, regardless of the type of shoe, leather, fabric, whatever else it might be, as counterintuitive as this sounds, and as hard as it may be for you to actually do this, the best thing to do is when you get back home or to your hotel room or your Airbnb or your friend's place or your hookups place, because let's get real about weddings and what happens at weddings. Take the shoes off and do nothing. I mean, if you're with a hookup, don't do nothing. Do a lot of things.
Yeah. Experiment. But don't focus on your shoes, probably. But that's what you're both there for.
Right. Don't do anything to the shoes. And here's why. I want you to let them dry. Mud is just wet dirt. Mm-hmm. What's easier to clean? Dirt or mud?
Dirt.
Thank you. Okay. So let the mud dry so that it becomes dirt. Then you will find that most of that is probably going to brush off. Like just even using your hands or, a light scrub brush to wick them away, or like a rag or anything. Mm-hmm. A lot of that's just going to come off.
On
a lot of shoes, you won't even really have staining. If you have light staining and it's a fabric heel, a tiny, tiny bit of dish soap or liquid laundry detergent on a damp rag, just give them a little scrub, that should take it right out.
Easy.
In the case of reader and friend Kate, she had a light leather that was stained, and it was stained from the water more actually than the dirt, which I know because I chatted with her a little bit about this. And so what I told her to do was to get saddle soap.
Oh.
And saddle soap is exactly what it sounds like. It's soap that you use on saddle. It's leather soap. It comes in a little tin, just like shoe polish. You usually will find it in the same aisle of any store where you buy shoe polish. Like here in New York, the Duane Reade has it. Kiwi.
You don't have to go to like a specialty country western store for horses.
Nope, absolutely not.
You don't have to like find a barn and steal it from a horse.
You'll find it everywhere. You'll probably find it at the hardware store, big box stores. Anywhere you're going to find shoe polish. Kiwi is a brand that makes one. I mean, basically all of the shoe polish brands. I'll tell you, I'm loyal to Kiwi. This is kind of cute. Mm-hmm. I'm loyal to Kiwi because it's what my dad uses to polish his shoes.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
It also has an adorable name.
Yeah, and an adorable name. So anyway, so that's why I always mention Kiwi. So use a tiny, pea-sized amount on a slightly damp rag. Work it into the stained part of the leather in circular motions, then buff it away with a part of the clean rag, and that stain should be gone. That applies not just to leather shoes, but all kind of leather handbags, leather jackets, leather belts, anything that may have gotten stained, that will take staining out of leather. It's a great little product to know about.
I used it once on a purse that I thought I'd ruined, and it's not ruined.
Yay! Did you do that because of me? No.
Yes.
It's okay. You don't have to.
Yes, I did.
Me. But you do have to leave now because we're almost ready to wrap
this was
up.
So fun.
I know this was really fun, Mayor. So here's the thing: you and I are going to have to come up with a few more topics for my column that we work on together at Racked.
Yes.
The column, for you guys who are looking for it, is called Outdamned Spot.
Mm-hmm.
Very cute, right? It differs from Ask a Clean Person, which is on Deadspin, in sort of two specific ways. The first is it's not Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
Although maybe we'll think about taking some Racked reader questions.
I'm sure they have questions.
I feel like our Racked readers could come up with some really great and funny questions for me.
You can leave them in the comments.
Leave them in the comments. The other thing is that it really, because Racked is, fashion and beauty, it's very, very specifically focused on sort of fashion and beauty cleaning conundrums, hence the summer shoes. we have one coming up soon that I think is bathing suits, right?
Yeah, next is bathing suits.
Next is bathing suits.
Which I'm excited about because I only ever have one per summer, and then it's just disgusting.
Because, listen,
I have a lot of questions.
Buying bathing suits is ghastly.
Oh, my God.
And we want to not have to do it all that frequently. So we want to take really good care of our bathing suits, which is a thing that I'm going to write about in my next Racked National column, Out Damn Spot. And maybe I will talk about on a future episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast, which this has been. Jolie Kerr. My guest today was Meredith Haggerty. Thank you so much for being here,
Mayor. Thank you for having me.
And thank you all for listening. I wish you all non-stinky shoes this summer.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.